Chapter 2. Magic helps Stefan. One day, Stefan doesn't remember to put more wood on the fire, and it almost dies. The wizard is furious.
"You irresponsible idiot!"
he shouts.
"Without the fire, I can lose all my power. Leave my palace now!"
Stefan walks out of the palace and goes to the stables.
"Goodbye, Magic,"
he says to the horse.
"Zabaron is furious with me, and I must go. I love the princess, but I can never see her again."
Suddenly, the horse speaks.
"Goodbye, Stefan, and don't worry. It's your destiny to marry the princess,"
says Magic.
"You were always good to me. Let me help you now."
"How can you speak? You're a horse,"
says Stefan, surprised.
"Just listen to me and don't ask any questions,"
answers Magic.
"Come here at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Don't be late."
The next day, Stefan arrives at the stables at exactly 2 o'clock. Princess Melinda is in the garden with her father. Many princes are standing opposite her. They're all candidates to marry her.
"I must select one of you,"
she says sadly.
"But I don't love any of you, so my decision isn't important."
Melinda looks at the princes.
"My future husband must catch this,"
she tells them, and throws a golden apple high into the air. The apple falls to the ground and rolls to the stables. It stops at Stefan's foot. He takes the apple and looks at it curiously.